It's a John Lund Unleashed emergency show.
911, what's your emergency?
Something big must have happened because Lund isn't getting off his ass for just any old breaking news. A big trade, free agent signing, or his family is just sick of hearing him talk sports all day.
Hell yeah!
Make sure you are subscribed at John Lund Unleashed Pod on YouTube and the podcast, or you might miss the news. Now with whatever it is, here's Johnny.
There it is right there. I don't know if it's breaking news, but there was a Rafi party at Oracle Park today. Rafael Devers from the Red Sox. You know that. That was the breaking news. But the story today, he was welcomed to the Bay. Bay Day for Rafael Devers, as you can see right there on your screen. Greg Johnson, part of the ownership group of the Giants. Buster Posium going left to right. Rafael Devers, obviously. Spanish translator Erwin Hugueros from the Giants Spanish broadcast team, Giants general manager Zach Manassian, and of course, Giants manager Bob Melvin, left to right. As you can see at the top, we still do the chalkboard as we always do. So Buster talks about tradition and how it went down. Greg Johnson talked about it being a no-brainer. That's the financial side of things that we'll get into. And then Rafael Devers, I won't take you through the whole, I don't know, 45 minutes of the thing, asked about the basic things. The park, what position will you play? What happened with the exit from the Red Sox? How will Barry Bonds help you? He had a couple of funny things to say. And then Bob Melvin got in there. Where will Devers play and what is the plan right now? He hadn't played in the field all season long, so you can't expect him to just jump into first base, but he does say he'll play there. He kept saying throughout the entire press conference, I'll do whatever. It's amazing how it changes when you go to a new team. There was obviously a lot of bad blood with the Red Sox, with the Giants, at least in the opening press conference. Kumbaya, my lord. Everybody is great. Everything is great. Everything is wonderful. It's candy and candy canes and all that kind of stuff. So Melvin on where he'll play and when and where will Devers be in the lineup. So without further ado, let's react to all of that kind of stuff. By the way, it's John Lund Unleashed. Remember, please make sure you are subscribed to the channel. Also make sure that you have your alerts on so you know when we shoot out stuff like this. We do shorts, we do shows every single day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, as well as Saturdays at 10 a.m. Breaking news throughout the day, and then all sorts of other things that we shoot out. So make sure you have those alerts on. Please hit us with the like before you get out of here today as well, which helps the algorithm grow our community. Much, much, much appreciated. Let's start with Buster Posey, somebody who's in the front office finally, and he actually played for the team and was one of the best players in the history of the team, and they don't have three rings in San Francisco, 10, 12, and 14 without him, so he understands their tradition. Farhan Zaidi didn't understand it. He was the A's and then with the Dodgers, and he went back to the Dodgers. Somebody who actually played for the Giants, who respects their tradition of the Willies, Mays and McCovey and Barry Bonds and Orlando Cepeda and Mon Marichal and all the greats that came before. Buster Posey didn't have this kind of medium level. Let's kind of try to compete with the Dodgers and get a wild card. That's what all these other guys were thinking about. Not Buster Posey swinging for the fences and wants to restore the tradition to the Giants.
Go into spring training and look around the locker room. It's Mays, McCovey, Cepeda, Marichal, Perry, Bonds, Clark, Kent, to name a few. San Francisco Giants fans love great players. Great players have the ability to transcend generations, and Rafael Devers is one of those players. When Zach and I and the rest of the front office group, we sit around and we talk about players, we look at their skill set. You know, what can they do offensively? What can they do defensively? But inevitably, some baseball speak will come up, and we'll say to each other, but is this guy a dude? What does it mean to be a dude in baseball speak? It's not something you can quantify. It's somebody that has the ultimate feel when the game's on the line. He's a type of player that makes his teammates around him better. Rafael Devers is a dude.
All right, so I gave you that cut because I wanted to talk about Buster restoring a great history to the Giants, a player who played understanding what it means to be a Giant. There have been a lot of great Latin players with the Giants. Rafael Devers is going to fit into that. And so he talked about those kind of players. He talked about the great players. Barry Bonds was there in the front row. Later on, I'll let you hear, it's kind of funny what Rafael Devers says about Barry Bonds. Met each other. They talked with each other. The respect that Devers has for Barry Bonds. For some reason, that got lost in all of this over the last number of years of kind of thinking of the Giants as a mid-market team, a small market team. Certainly, that's how the front office acted in their acquisitions or when they went after players or having a guy like Farhan, please come for our play for our team. Like they had to sit and beg for certain players to come here. This is one of the proudest franchises in all of Major League Baseball. So by Buster Posey and company making this move, but you can tell how much the tradition means. We're not going to just compete for wild cards. We're not going to just compete for NL West titles. They should be competing for the World Series every year. When Buster said that when he was introduced, and I was there, and he came onto my show, and he said that, well, I went, yeah, we've heard this before. But this guy obviously gets it. He played. He understands. This is a huge move. But then it transitions there. In the last part, Major League Baseball has become about Harvard and Yale. Those are the kind of guys that have front office positions and about analytics and numbers and staring at sheets. And what Buster Posey just did there was actually bring the baseball part back into baseball. He said, Rafael Devers is a dude. Well, who can tell what a dude is than a guy who actually played the game and was a dude himself? So Buster was a dude, and he can look across the diamond and say, that's another dude. And you can see the respect that Rafael Devers has for Buster Posey. He knows he's a Hall of Famer. He played on the other coast. He knows. Devers has been in the game for a long time. There's a mutual respect there. And then Barry Bonds comes. So the tradition of the team, one guy looking across the diamond or looking across the country and saying, there's a dude. You're starting to see the effect of Buster Posey. Okay, look at all the numbers you want, but that guy's a dude. Let's restore the tradition to the Giants. Those type of things matter. And you can see in this press conference, Devers, respect for the organization, respect for Buster, respect for Barry Bonds. He gets it. He's been around long enough. Buster Posey, respect for the organization. Seeing a dude. Not all general managers can do that. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. The printout says this. I went to Harvard. I went to Yale. It doesn't mean you can't be great in the position, but you can see what Buster Posey's bringing to the table. Here's Buster Posey and something I think is important and everybody wants to know. How did the trade go down?
Yeah, it's something that has been in the works for 3 or 4 weeks. Zach had conversations with their group, and then eventually myself and Craig Breslow the last week to 10 days, and it was good. It was obviously negotiations. Things are going to go back and forth, but I was texting with Craig today, and we're just thanking each other for the candor and the respect that went into this negotiation.
I'd be thanking him too. I'd be thanking Craig Breslow, who, by the way, was a player that played in an Ivy League school, and he's running the Red Sox, and he's enduring the wrath of Red Sox fans, because I'd be thanking the guy too. And I'd be like, any other time you want to make a deal and any time you want to involve us in a conversation with a player like that, then you just let me know, because we just fleeced you. I would think I would send him a thank you card. I would send him flowers. I would send his wife flowers. I might pay off the mortgage on his house. He just gave you Rafael Devers because the front office said, we can't get along with this guy. And we don't want to pay the more than reasonable $226 million that's left on the contract after this year. I told you, Vlad Guerrero, similar age, similar respect of a hitter. One's a lefty, one's a righty, but you get it. Maybe doesn't have a position, maybe is a DH long-term, whatever the case may be, kind of similar. He's getting paid $500 million on his contract. Devers has $226 left on his. At some point, that might be an issue. By the way, speaking of money, I don't have this clip because do you really want to hear from the higher-ups? I'll just surmise it for you. Greg Johnson was on the stage, part of the ownership group of the Giants, and he was asked point blank, boy, you're going to owe some money now. Greg Johnson was asked about all the contracts. Look, Devers is making a lot of money. Adamas making a lot of money. Chapman making a lot of money. Lee making a lot of money, but they have enough. You know, Webb's making a lot of money, but they have enough around the diamond guys who are going to be haven't hit arbitration or are on reasonable contracts. Bailey doesn't make a lot. Ramos doesn't make a lot. If Eldridge gets up here next year, doesn't make a lot. Hayden Birdsong, Landon Roop, not making a lot. So they're trying to mix those things up, but you know at some point it rears its ugly head. So Greg Johnson was asked about it, and the term he used, and you can see it there on the chalkboard, Johnson, no-brainer. I think he's been watching the show, because that's what I've called it since the second it happened. This is a no-brainer. So to say, even though the number is extremely reasonable at about $226 million after this year or the rest of the contract, and it's over when he's 36, you've still got to get approval. And this team hasn't acted like a major market team, let's be nice, a lot of the time. But they've made a major commitment to Devers, to Adamas, to Chapman, to Webb, to Ray, to Lee. There's a lot of guys getting paid for the Giants. But you know what it's going to come down to? Will they win? The pressure is on Buster Posey. The pressure is on Bob Melvin. Okay, we opened up the wallet. We blew open the cobwebs. Okay, here's the money. But I can tell you this, Greg Johnson was all nice and all smiles. But if this is not a playoff team, and maybe a team that does damage in the playoffs, the Giants front office is never, ever, ever saying yes again. At least for a while, if they paid this much money in payroll, and really, this is the kind of payroll that the Giants should have. But if they don't get ROI, if they don't get return on investment, the Giants won't be doing this from a financial perspective very often. So, Buster, the only chance taking here, because it's not on the player, the only chance taking here is how deep this team can now get into the playoffs. They have to get in the playoffs, A, and I think they have to do damage once they get there for the front office to say, okay, we'll do more of this. But you keep winning, we'll keep opening the wallet. But if they don't, then they won't open the wallet, that is. First up, as you can see on the chalkboard there, the park.
How do you think your offense will have to change, even your approach playing here?
It's the same baseball. You just play the same way. And like I said, I'm just here to give my 100%.
By the way, the I'm just here to give my 100%, that is a theme throughout there. And by the way, we know the word pelota, adios, pelota, because of John Miller. So, you know, he said baseball is baseball, and we can kind of take that out. So he was asked that in a different way a couple of more times. John Shea asked it, a couple other people asked it. He came back with the same answer. Baseball is baseball, ballpark doesn't matter, not intimidated by the ballpark. We'll see. Everything, like I said, was kumbaya. The press conference, everybody was smiles, happy, clapping, all those kind of things. All the players were there from the Giants sitting at the press conference supporting Rafael Devers. But how many hits will it be until he gets frustrated that a ball that goes into triple alley should have been a home run? Now, that's going to even out for him because I told you this. If you look at his spray chart and the way he goes Oppo Taco, the Green Monster took a lot of home runs away from Rafael Devers. He has 15 on the season. If he played at Oracle Park, I know this sounds crazy, the spray chart says he'd have 26 because he goes oppo so often. Those balls would have been out in left field at Oracle Park. So he'd actually have more home runs at Oracle than he had at Fenway Park, as crazy as that sounds. So he says, at least for now, the ballpark's not going to be an issue. The other thing that was happening in Boston, and probably the biggest issue of why he's in San Francisco and not Boston, the position. He was the third baseman. Alex Bregman comes over from Houston. He's the third baseman. An injury at first base for the Red Sox. They need a first baseman. Their first baseman's out for the year. They ask Devers to play. He says no. That starts the wheels in motion. The Red Sox are frustrated. It's probably the only reason he's here. Didn't handle it so well, apparently. So then Rafael Devers was asked what position he'll play with the Giants, and has he been asked about first base?
Have you talked to Buster and Bob about potentially playing first base? Do you see yourself more as a designated hitter? And what were those conversations with the Giants brass like regarding your long-term position with this team?
I'm here to give my 100%. I don't put any buts. They're the men in charge. I am here to play wherever they want me to play.
Or best at a particular position.
No, como lo dije anteriormente, estoy dispuesto donde me pongan, da lo mejor de mí. Like I said before, I am here to play wherever they want me to do and give out my best.
Okay, so that's that. We shall see. Now we're going to hear from Bob Melvin in just a second about how they're going to ease him in because he hasn't played in the field all season long. He's been a pure DH for Boston all season long. Now, you come to a new team pretty easy, right? They're paying me now. I feel good. I don't know exactly how it works. I don't know what happened in Boston. I'll play a cut for you next, too, about how it went down in Boston, and he really didn't want to talk about it. For now, he says he'll play any position that the Giants want him to. Could that change? Sure, it could. Could the relationship sour? Sure, it could. But for right now, for some reason that Rafael Devers doesn't want to talk about, here's Bob Melvin on how they're going to ease Rafael Devers back into the field.
Yeah, we talked to him a little bit today, and like he said, he goes, I'll play wherever you want me to play. I'll hit wherever you want me to hit. So that's how it started. He's going to DH today. He's going to hit in the three spot. We're going to work him in and get him some ground balls at first and make sure he's comfortable before we put him over there. And that's pretty much the way we look at it right now, a little bit of DH and a little bit of first.
All right, there's Rafael Devers right after the press conference at first base. Put him in. Looks fine. They need a first baseman. He's not Lamont Wade Jr. Let's go. Play first base. Okay, it's not as easy as I'm making it sound, but still, Rafael Devers at first so that you can have Flores as your DH. That's what you eventually want. Don't want Flores injured, anything like that. Work Devers in. He's a good enough athlete. He's not overweight. It's not like he can't do it. Bob Melvin said, look, if you can play third base, you can certainly play first base, not minimizing what first base is. But eventually, I think Rafael Devers, at least for this season, is going to be the first baseman of the Giants. Maybe Bryce Eldridge long-term, whatever the case may be. He's not going to third base because where he played a lot as a member of the Boston Red Sox, that's Matt Chapman's domain. You heard Bob Melvin talk about where he's going to hit in the lineup. Melvin has asked how much easier Rafael Devers makes it for the rest of the lineup.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's incredibly impactful to have a guy like him in our lineup. So I think the buzz around our clubhouse on Sunday and leaving Sunday and certainly in the off day and today has been, you know, it's pretty immense. Look, you know, you pencil him in where you feel like he's comfortable in the lineup and where it'll be most impactful. And today that's the three hole. I imagine it's going to be a lot of the three spot for him. But, I mean, you look at our lineup now and when we get, you know, healthy and get our guys back, it makes us a really deep lineup with the guy in the middle that I know from the opposing dugout, I always knew where he was and when his spot was coming up, and that's going to be the same way for every manager when we play them.
So as we look at the press conference reaction, Buster, tradition, we talked about it. How it went down, Buster told you that. Greg Johnson says it's a no-brainer. Rafi, so far, the park, he says not a problem. Baseball is baseball. Position, he says he'll play anywhere. We already heard from Bob Melvin. We skipped around a little bit where he'll play and what he does and how he impacts a lineup. Two more things from Rafael Devers, the Boston exit. Everything is good, but people are worried. Will this happen again? Here's what Rafael Devers said about it.
Are there any kind of like misconceptions that have been said that you want to clear up about the end of your time in Boston?
Like I said before, that's in the past. I'm moving forward. I really don't want to talk about it.
I really like his answers, by the way.
Buster lightens up the moment, but it almost reminds me of Mark McGuire in front of Congress when they were talking about steroids. I'm here to talk about the future. I'm not here to talk about the past. And that's all fine. But in the back of Giants fans' minds, those who are skeptical, this is too good to be true. This is too good to be true. There's got to be a catch. He's a jerk. No, Rafael Devers is a jerk. Professional athlete, big ego, got on the wrong side, never got over it. He's a member of the Giants. It's something that small, and could he get alienated again by someone within the Giants? The same way he got alienated with someone within the Red Sox? Yeah. There are rumors that it was Craig Breslow, the general manager. He's not in San Francisco. It's Buster Posey. We talked about the respect that Buster Posey demands, and you can tell that Rafael Devers understands the history of baseball, so hopefully that doesn't happen here. Can I guarantee it? No. Is it worth the risk? Are you kidding me? And finally, speaking of the respect, this was probably the best part of the press conference. Barry Bonds and Rafael Devers already met, and here's Devers on what Barry Bonds can teach him.
Ya creo que con solo verlo, creo que he mejorado bastante. Ya lo vi, ya creo que voy a mejorar, ya.
I think just looking at him, my game has already improved a lot.
All right, so there you go. He's probably going to seek out Barry Bonds, but the respect, you could tell, as Buster started off the press conference with respect, you could tell that Rafael Devers has the respect. No brainer. I don't care about the financial side, which is reasonable. Don't care about the park. Great hitters don't care about the park. I don't think he was lying when he said that. I don't care how his time ended in Boston. That was a personal issue with probably Craig Breslow, the general manager of the Red Sox. He's a member of the Giants now. It's all upside to me. You cannot get hitters like this at this point of the season for the laughable return that the Red Sox got for one of the best hitters in baseball, who's only 28 years old and makes about half the money as a comparable player like Vladimir Guerrero. No brainer for the Giants. The only pressure comes with Buster Posey. They opened up the wallet. They said yes. And I'm sure Buster said this is the missing piece to get us into the playoffs actually do damage, not be the little brother to the Dodgers. We're going for NL West titles, NL titles, World Series. And the front office went, we believe you, Buster. And so the only thing he has to do, and it's not a little thing, is this team now has to come through, because if they don't, the front office is never doing this again. No brainer. And that's a reaction from the press conference. Make sure you are subscribed to John Lund Unleashed, please. Make sure you, before you get out of here today, that you hit me with a like. I would love that. Any comments, questions, thoughts, hit them right under here underneath the show. Make sure you're following me on all sorts of social media. All you have to do is go to johnlundunleashed.com, the website. You can see all the social media, archives of shows, podcast, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcast, all of those things. John Lund Unleashed, there is your press conference reaction to new giant Rafael Devers.